reading. Next case, please.
Okay, the next application is 11,605 James S. Sturgill seeks a special use exception for the use of a manufactured home for a farm business per section 115-23A of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the east side of Wingate Road, approximately 884 feet north of Omar Road. There is no 911 address. The property is zoned AR1. The tax map is District 135, Map 10, Parcel 62.09. Staff notes that there was inadequate public notice, and as they do require a variance for the placement of the mobile home as a house, as it is a farm that is under 10 acres to place the manufactured at home as a house. So staff will re-advertise that at a later date. So tonight is just a special use exception to utilize the manufactured home as a farm business.
And that's a temporary use, and that's allowed under the statute or the code.
And staff notes there was one letter in opposition, two letters from the same person asking multiple questions of the application, and no mail returns. And staff notes that the one in opposition believes the use as the manufactured home would devalue properties in the area, would be a public nuisance, and not promote the general health and safety of the county. You know, they purchased a property next door and are working on to clean it up. And they noticed there are several other lots in the area that have cluttered, and staff notes that those will be addressed through other means of the county code with the zoning inspectors. And the two letters regarding questions, the one person wanted to know what is the nature of the farm business. Does the owner of the property intend to live on the property? Again, that will be reviewed at a later date. And will the granting of this exception not make it difficult for the board to deny any similar exceptions for adjacent vacant lots? And again, they noted abandoned vehicles and construction debris on adjacent lots that, again, will be addressed in other means. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
James S. Sturgill, 32397 Omar Road, Frankfort, Delaware, 19945.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir. Good evening. Can you explain to the board your request?
Yes. My wife and I bought 7 acres behind where my father-in-law lives and adjacent to where my brother-in-law lives to start a farm and also put a house on it. But we desire not to pay for our home for a long time. So we're looking for a good deal. So we found a good structure. And I have pictures that I turned in.
Do you have pictures too?
Yeah, it was 11 by 33, which is so the structure is a 1993 R Anel. It's in Millsboro. It's been used as an office. It's not been used as a home. It has a 5 by 12 pitch roof, which I show comparisons of the houses within a square mile. There are 30 single wides or double wides within a square mile of our where we're hoping to place it. But we need to do work on it, or we want to do work on it before we live in it. And in the process, I've been talking to the USDA and the Extension Office about starting an orchard. It'd be multiple fruit orchard. And I'm friends with multiple restaurants in Bethany and Ocean City. I'm the youth minister at St. Anne's Catholic Church, and our priest hooks me up with all the nice restaurants. And I'm planning on selling to those guys. And right now I raise chicken and free-range chicken. So we have the eggs and we butcher the chickens and raise milk. So it's a small farm right now. I have three other jobs. We do asphalt, we measure and teach philosophy on my students all across the world. So I have a background that can allow me to meddle in the farm business for a while. But the barn or the building particularly right now would be used for my seed sprouts and the nursery for the shrubs and the fruit trees that I plan on growing because they need to be temperature controlled. And, but it is our desire to move into the house. That is, it would just temporarily be used as a farm structure. But it is it's a 512 pitch roof, which it doesn't look like the average double wide trailer. angle you see eight windows, and from the place that it will be sitting, you wouldn't be able to see it from either road or from even our neighbor.
Excuse me.
Who I don't know. Yeah, the property was just bought last year, so the guy that bought it beside of us, we don't know him. So.
So you're gonna fix the house. You're gonna temporarily live in it, but you're gonna fix remodel it.
We're not
going
to
live in it. We're
going to
remodel it and then move into it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay, we'll see if there's any other questions from members of the board, and we'll start. Mr. Workman, are you have any further questions?
No other questions.
He okay. Said thank you. Mr. Riggers?
You don't feel that this will have any effect on the surrounding neighborhoods, right?
No, sir.
What's around, from what you've shown us here at the board, that's what surrounds the area where you want to put it. And how many acres? Seven again?
Yeah, almost seven and a half.
And then
I farm the acreage, but my father-in-law owns two, which is another 3.5 acres. So actually, I am farming over 10 acres total, which even fits the...
No other questions, Mr.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
So you plan to use it as an office or to propagate?
For growing seed sprouts. And right now I use our house. So I have buckets and these trays stacked to the ceiling. And I live in the house in front of the property with my in-laws.
But the home is not on the property now.
No.
It's been used as an office before.
Yes, sir.
Okay. No questions.
Okay.
No other questions.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Mills?
Would this be a second home on the property?
No, sir.
Okay. Because you said you live in a house with your in-laws on the front of the property.
Oh, yeah. Not on the property.
On a separate
part, yes,
adjacent
sir.
Parcel?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you for this map. It's interesting to see... not only where the similar mobile homes are, but what they look like. Great way to do that. One question I have, on your drawing, there shows number 4, mobile camper home. Is someone lives in that? Is that right?
Can I get in trouble?
Well, it doesn't.
People live in that house, yes. They
okay.
tore down the house that was there previously.
Uh-huh.
And then there's another one just down the road where people are building a house, and while they're building a house, they're living
in the mobile home. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So given that, I take it your reasoning is that yours would be less adverse effect than those. And
yes,
those would have a substantial adverse effect, maybe?
Yeah, of course, my wife told me it was a silly thing to do, but I put the greater than or equal to sign on the one picture. Maybe
yeah.
That's
great illustrations.
Yeah.
But it appears that there are many within close proximity, and all of these appear, the majority of these appear to be right along the road or within view from the road.
Yes, sir.
And yours is
significantly off.
How many feet? Was 600, 1,000? It looks like, according to the site tax map, that it's at least 600, 700 feet from the road.
And it'll have an orchard between it and the house.
And there'll be houses basically in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you understand, the ultimate question is, will this use substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties? You don't feel it will?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay. No other questions?
Any further questions? Mr. Workman?
Are you going to use the mobile to put seeds in and grow trees out of that one then?
Well, yes.
For how long?
Year till we decide we can move into it. So we got some other things to do and money to save before we could do that. So since it was a good deal right now, it was like, let's buy this and I can use it for numerous things, and then we can save money to move into it.
Okay, so you're going to be growing your plants and all that stuff in there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then later you're going to remodel it and move there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. No other questions.
Okay.
I have another question. The alternative to using this for that purpose would be, what, a pole building or some similar structure?
Yes, I imagine. It has to be temperature controlled is the main thing. I'm looking into mushroom farming. I've been to Kennett Square numerous times to check those guys out, and that's all based off of temperature control, which a double-wide trailer that was meant to be inhabited or... So that house is much better at being temperature controlled than your average agricultural building.
More accommodating.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Are there any further questions? Okay. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? All right, sir. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Question. I believe there was a letter in opposition?
There was a letter in opposition and two letters from the same person with regards to questions as to how this could impact the neighborhood.
Okay. And as far as the opposition, can you kind of summarize for me? You may have done it already.
Sure. They believe it will devalue the properties in the area. They believe it would be a public nuisance and not promote the health and general health and safety of the county. They bought the property next door and they've been cleaning it up to help the community. And then they noted some complaints about adjacent properties that had unlicensed trailers and debris.
Okay.
No worries.
So, but there's nothing attached from a real estate agent or an appraiser that would suggest that it would devalue the property or anything?
No, there's not.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Alrighty. Then hearing no other opposition and hearing that, again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has suggested that the request would not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. The only thing we heard in opposition was a letter that suggested that it may have an adverse effect, but didn't necessarily suggest substantial. Nor did it was it backed by anything other than opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, I feel the applicant has convinced us that the request would not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. I make a motion we approve case number 11,605.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickert that we approve case number 11,605. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickert?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,605 is approved.
And that was for, I did catch this, that's for temporary for 5 years, correct?
Temporary for 5 years.
Nice.
Okay. Good luck, sir. Yes.